I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump kept a close eye on Thursday's hearing and still backing Brett Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh appeared before a Senate committee on the same day as Christine Blasey Ford testified that Kavanaugh had sexually assaulted her in the early 1980s.
In New York, aboard Air Force One and back at the White House, the president barely missed a moment. At first, aides were shaken by Christine Blasey Ford's credibility.
I think she had really done great damage to the confirmation.
George Washington University legal expert Jonathan Turley says Kavanaugh rallied.
He does seem to have regained some of that ground.
A White House official says the West Wing saw Kavanaugh's aggressive opening statement as game-changing, and the president tweeted his testimony was powerful, honest, and riveting. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And the Senate Judiciary Committee is scheduled to vote shortly on the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. President Trump has put off a meeting with Deputy Attorney General Ron Rosenstein. AP's Warren Levinson has the latest.
The president postponed the highly anticipated meeting to avoid conflicting with the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on the Brett Kavanaugh nomination. The meeting was set up after Rosenstein was depicted in the New York Times discussing the possibility last year of invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office. He denies this happened. Rosenstein also heads the special counsel investigation of Russian interference with the presidential election, which Trump unrelentingly criticizes. Trump says he prefers not to fire Rosenstein, but pushing back the meeting extends the uncertainty surrounding the Deputy Attorney General's status. I'm Warren Levinson.
The Trump administration is expected to release the text of its trade agreement with Mexico as early as this Friday, launching a contentious congressional approval process as it tries to coax Canada into a revamped North American free trade agreement. This is VOA News. Myanmar is doing everything on schedule to repatriate more than 700,000 Rohingya. That's according to a top official less than a day after the prime minister of neighboring Bangladesh sheltering the refugees accused the Buddhist nation of delaying the Muslims' return. The Rohingya fled to Bangladesh after what the U.S. State Department found were targeted attacks on their villages by Myanmar's military. Myanmar has said the attacks were a legitimate response to August 2017 strikes against security outposts by the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army, an armed Rohingya group in Rakhine State. Rohingya see themselves as natives of Myanmar's Rakhine State, but Myanmar has denied them citizenship and the rights it carries for decades. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accusing Iran of maintaining a secret nuclear weapons storage facility in Tehran. Netanyahu claimed Iran uses the building to store massive amounts of equipment and material from Iran's secret weapons program. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif rejected Netanyahu's presentation as an arts and crafts show. Iran has routinely denied it has a nuclear weapons development program. Russia and China have called for international sanctions to be eased on North Korea as an incentive for it to denuclearize, potentially jeopardizing the international consensus on pressuring Pyongyang. The position is opposite the United States and most Western countries, which seek to maintain a policy of maximum pressure on Pyongyang until it fully denuclearizes. When President Trump chaired the UN Security Council this week, he spoke about North Korea.
In June, I held a historic summit with Chairman Kim Jong-un in Singapore, where he reaffirmed his commitment to complete denuclearization. Last week, Chairman Kim reiterated that commitment to President Moon at their third summit and to me in a very strong letter form. I think we will make a deal. But unfortunately, to ensure this progress continues, we must enforce existing UN Security Council resolutions until denuclearization occurs.
The United States has accused Russia of consistent and wide-ranging violations of the sanctions imposed on North Korea. A British colonial-era law pertaining to adultery has been thrown out in India. It gave the husband the right to bring charges against his wife's lover, but failed to grant the wife power to do the same. The Indian Supreme Court on Thursday struck that law down. In its ruling, the court said an extramarital affair was a private matter between adults, and it's still a valid reason for divorce. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.